From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Egypt retaliates against Islamic State militants. Egyptian and Libyan warplanes bombed Islamic State group targets in eastern Libya on Monday in swift retaliation for the massacre of 21 Egyptian Coptic Christians who'd been executed after being held hostage. A female suicide bomber in Nigeria killed at least 10 people and wounded 30 more on Sunday when she blew herself up at a bus station in Yobe State. Boko Haram is suspected. Meanwhile, the Nigerian army says a town in Borno State, seized by Boko Haram insurgents last month, has been recaptured. It said the operation involved airstrikes and led to the capture of a number of Boko Haram fighters in the town of Baga. In northeast Nigeria, Boko Haram has distributed leaflets warning people to boycott the March 28th nationwide elections. But that is not the only threat to security. VOA's Ann Look reports people are preparing for unrest once results are announced.
From the Niger Delta to the far northeast, the pre-election period has become a time of migration for some Nigerians.
Burning of tires and tear gas and all those kind of things. I don't want to see all those rubbish.
Nigeria's last nationwide vote in 2011 was praised as more credible than any before it. But more than 1,000 people were killed, most of them during post-election violence, and mostly in Kaduna State, where politics sparked sectarian and communal tensions. The 2015 elections are shaping up to be the most hotly contested in Nigeria's democratic history. President Goodluck Jonathan and the ruling PDP party are facing a strong challenge from the opposition APC and its candidate, former military ruler Muhammadu Buhari. Ann Look, VOA News, Dakar.
This is VOA News. Danish police say they have detained two men suspected of helping a gunman who killed two people in separate shootings in Copenhagen on Saturday, one at a free speech event and another at Copenhagen's main synagogue. Danish Prime Minister Helle Thorning-Schmidt promised to stand by the Jewish community.
Our thoughts go to the whole of the Jewish community today. They belong in Denmark. They are a strong part of our community, and we will do everything we can to protect the Jewish community in our country.
Prime Minister Thorning-Schmidt called the attacks a cynical act of terror. Human rights groups in Thailand are calling on the Thai government to provide greater protections after the slaying of another land rights activist in southern Thailand. Ron Corbin reports for VOA from Bangkok.
65-year-old land rights campaigner Chai Buntonglek was gunned down by an assailant who came to his house last week in the early evening. Chai died almost instantly, making him what Thai rights groups say is the fourth land rights activist killed in southern Thailand since May 2014. Rights advocate Ankana Nilapaichit, whose husband, a lawyer, was kidnapped and disappeared in 2004, says the killing of Chai follows a familiar pattern of advocates being threatened or killed over issues of land access or natural resources.
It's happened again and again and have no mechanism to protect, and especially when it happened in the remote area.
Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
The others killed include a lawyer representing landless farmers, a protest leader against a mining operation, and an organizer calling for legal investigations into a palm oil plantation. Ukraine's military says Russian-backed rebels are not complying with the ceasefire intended to end the fighting in eastern Ukraine and are stepping up attacks on a key railway town. The military said Monday that the number of attacks on the town of Debaltseve has increased compared with previous days, with the rebels using all types of weapons. A Reuters correspondent in a town about 10 kilometers to the west of Debaltseve reported heavy shelling in the vicinity of the town and blasts about every 10 seconds. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The UN Security Council is demanding that the Shiite Houthi rebels in Yemen restore the Sana'a government and immediately release U.S.-backed President Abed Rabo Mansour Hadi. Mr. Hadi had his ministers were detained last month when rebels toppled the government. The measure also calls on the Iran-backed rebels to engage in good faith in UN-brokered peace talks. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.